We're visiting with Osage City girls basketball coach Kate Boss here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, I know we talked 2 weeks ago and you had that game on the second with Central Heights, and I believe that's the only game that you played, or were you able to get another one in because of with all the weather halting things?
We were actually fortunate to get one in Friday the 12th. Wasn't sure if we were going to get to, just kind of all throughout the day waiting to hear the call. They were pretty much saying, well, 50-50, we'll kind of see. And then we played West Franklin, kind of shortened the JV quarters a little bit to hopefully get them home at a decent time.
And, you know, with you being the number one seed, you probably took care of business on Friday as well?
Yeah, we did. The girls were ready to play. They were just kind of tired of practice and then no school and then no practice. And we ended up winning 70-19 on Friday night. So, yep, they were ready to roll.
So with all the chaos that's happened over the last week and a half and knowing you were able to get those games in on Friday, you know, how was kind of the practice schedule, knowing, you know, it was a long layoff in between games?
Well, it's been kind of a mess because when we don't have school at Osage, we don't have practice. So we had went from, you know, we got to play that Central Heights game, then we were back in school for a couple of days, and then we had a early dismissal on like the, or I mean, Friday they didn't let us practice because of weather, sent everybody home kind of after school. Then we came back Monday, early dismissal, no practice Tuesday, Wednesday. So really we just had one practice kind of leading into that West Franklin game. So it's been kind of a mess trying to get, we need practice time, but I guess we're just ready to get going.
Coach, let's talk about the last two outings for you guys. You know, Emory Spies, the last two games for you, a combined 34 points. You know, Campbell Stark had a double-double on Friday, 17-11. Sadie Shoemaker, 13 points against West Franklin. But you got to like what you're getting from your girls, especially when you had that long layoff in between games, especially with them being consistent.
Yeah, I mean, this is a group of competitors. These girls are, I mean, it doesn't matter what you're playing against them. They want to win. So I think they're, you know, they do some preparation. I know some of them had been in shooting, have goals at home. We've got a goal here that my daughter's been shooting on, and they've been putting in time, even though we haven't had practice. So the rest is not necessarily, even though we're not practicing on their shot, they're shooters and they're gamers. And yeah, Emory has been very consistent. Campbell did have a huge game the other night. Sadie's ready to roll. She was a huge spark on Friday. I mean, getting to the rim, hit a couple shots. I think she ended up with like 13 points and 7 boards, which was awesome for her coming out that night.
Visiting with Osage City girls basketball coach Kate Boss here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, can you believe it's Flint Hills Shootout week?
No, I can't. It's been, I mean, the season has went really fast so far, and we're basically, I mean, once this is over, we're on the downhill, and it's going to go quick with a lot of some makeup games and keep rolling.
Well, let's talk about what you have coming up. You have Central Heights in the first round, the quarterfinals, which will be on Thursday night at Wyatorium, and if you take care of business on Thursday night, you'll turn around and play either West Franklin or Mission Valley on Friday, and then and it goes from there with your Saturday game. So, first about the shootout, you know, excited to be coming to Emporia?
Yeah, the girls look forward to this tournament every year. I mean, it's a neat place to get to play. They know the fact that the college girls play on this court, and that's kind of cool. So it's a pretty big deal for them to get to go there and play. And so I know that'll bring some extra energy. They are a very energetic group, and that will just kind of add to it, and they'll be ready to go. They know we need to focus. It is one game at a time. We can't look to Friday till we take care of business Thursday. And we know that, you know, coming in as the one seed, we are the ones who are with a target on our back wanting to knock us off, and we know it's going to take one night at a time.
And then next week, you'll have a big one at home with Ottawa, who is, I believe, ranked in 4A right now. I believe they've been on a tear since losing in their season opener to Emporia High, so that'll be a test for you guys. And then Santa Fe Trail, Next Friday, any other makeup games sandwich in those, or those later on in the season?
No, we do. We play Ottawa on Tuesday, and they are playing very well. Then we actually make up a game on Thursday against Chase County, and then we'll play Santa Fe Trail. So it's going to be a tough week for us, some pretty tough competition, so it'll be good for us.
Wow, and so I know with some extra practice time, maybe here early in the week, and knowing you got three games next week along with the 3 days in a row with the shootout this week, how do you feel like the girls will be, you know, kind of prepped for this and knowing they're going to be playing more games and practicing?
We talked a lot about that Friday after the game, that we have a pretty tough haul coming up with. I mean, it's hard to play, you know, three nights in a row, then you'll have a practice and a play, then a practice, and then two more games, and just need to take care of their bodies and make sure they're hydrating and, you know, getting sleep at night, not staying up all night, and trying to stay healthy, just doing things to keep themselves healthy, because it is going to be, even with the weather the way it is, I mean, making sure you're dressed when you're outside and just taking care of yourself so that our team is as healthy as can be going into each game.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck this week here in Emporia with the Flint Hill Shootout, and best of luck next week with Ottawa, Chase County, and Santa Fe Trail. And we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Thanks, Dylan.
That is Osage City Girls Basketball Coach Kate Boss joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Rec and Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.